in a wig huddle only 5 to 7 minutes each week, so it's not a significant investment of time. You can hold the wig session right before or after an existing meeting, or when the greatest number can attend. You can then meet individually with those who cannot. Remember this key discipline that drives focus and accountability for the wig. Every member of the team must be in an accountability session around the scoreboard every week. Question: how do we get a resisting manager to fully adopt 4DX? Here's the answer. The leader is the best resource to help deal with this issue, which should be raised by the coach as a clear the path item. Most often, a private discussion with the manager is sufficient to resolve the problem. Require all managers to report on their adherence to the process. Ask them to report team lag measures results for the week, team lead measures results for the week, wig meeting held and attendance percentage, percentage of team commitments fulfilled, personal commitment for last week and results, personal commitment for next week. When reluctant managers are held publicly accountable for these results, and when they hear other managers reporting success, they will almost always respond. Sustainability of 4DX. Question: what types of recognition work best to keep our teams engaged? Here's what we found. The types of recognition that have the greatest impact include public recognition of individual performance. Everyone wants to be recognized for their contribution, especially in front of their peers. Awards like Execution Leader of the Week or Top Performer this week are greatly appreciated. Just be sure that the criteria for winning are fair and consistently applied. Public recognition of team performance. A team award for the week or month, such as leaders in lead measures, for the highest lead measure performance can also drive real behavior change. Public recognition of execution launch. A trophy for fastest launch, best scoreboard, or best wig session can help lock in the performance behaviors that drive results. Meaningful celebration. As we've said, taking time to meaningfully celebrate team performance is essential to keeping people engaged. The price of pizza or ice cream is far outweighed by the returns on a small celebration combined with a meaningful message from the leader. Question: how do I keep coming up with new and fresh commitments each week? Here's the answer. A leader should be at no loss to come up with fresh commitments because the team's execution discipline can always be improved. The discipline of working on the system ultimately distinguishes a leader from an individual contributor. While this may seem challenging at first, it will soon become an exciting part of your role as you come to see the impact you can have. While individual contributors make commitments to drive the lead measures, the most effective commitments a leader can make will leverage and improve the capabilities of the team. So instead of making direct commitments to the lead measures, the leader makes commitments that enable the entire team to move the lead measures. As one of our clients says, leaders don't get paid for what leaders do. Leaders get paid for what they can get others to do. If you're struggling for ideas, commit to do something in one of these areas. Training. There will always be team members who need to be trained or re-engaged on the best practices of the team. Choose a team member and train or coach the individual in a specific skill during the coming week. This commitment might also help you stay on top of the game. Engaging the team for higher performance. One of the most powerful practices of high execution leaders is engaging the team in a two-way dialogue about the team's performance and their ideas for making it better. By listing and then implementing the team's ideas, the leader not only improves performance, but but also increases engagement. In this way, not only does the team do better, but each individual feels valued and respected, which adds even more emphasis and enthusiasm to their performance. Recognition and modeling. Identify top performers and recognize them in front of their peers. Everyone wants to model winners. Recognition shows the team the behaviors and the levels of performance the leader values. Recruit top performers to coach others. Question. As a senior leader, what is the most important thing I can do to sustain 4DX? Here's the answer. The most important contribution a senior leader can make is to remain focused on the wildly important goal and resist the allure of your next great idea. Remember, there will always be more good ideas than capacity to implement. Your focus becomes the organization's focus. Second, ensure that you are modeling the process. Over time, your practices, not just your words, will have the greatest influence on the team you lead. Third, follow the suggestions made throughout this book for recognition of outstanding performance by both individuals and teams. Question. Over the past year, we did everything right. We created WIGs and measures and executed maniacally week after week, but we're not seeing results. What now? Here's the answer. Remember that a WIG is like a strategic bet. When you set a WIG, you're betting on a new product or service or a new approach to a problem. And then you make an execution bet. You define the critical activities and lead measures and perform those activities relentlessly in all confidence that the strategic bet will pay off. But sometimes it doesn't pay off. There is no such thing as a brilliant strategy until it actually works. It's not a brilliant new automobile unless it sells like hotcakes in the market. It's not a brilliant new way to improve student achievement until the school shoots past old achievement levels. You're making a bet. Of course, it should be an educated bet, but it's still a bet. An insurance company made a strategic bet on a new kind of insurance policy targeted at a new market. They devised the approach in great detail and rallied the sales force to fully engage in critical actions to realize the goal. They worked maniacally, moving lead measures on scoreboards every week exactly according to plan. But 6 months into it, the lag measures hadn't moved. Well, during this time, a very intense competitor had devised a lower-cost product and delivered it in a leveraged electronic way. The competitor had made a much better strategic bet. So, while maintaining your confidence and enthusiasm, set your WIGs with humility and awareness. Place the best strategic bets that you can, but keep one eye on your scoreboards and the other eye looking over your shoulder. Question. We've made fast progress on our WIG, and now it seems likely that our team will exceed it. Should we raise the goal? Here's the answer. First, congratulations. It's always exciting when a team realizes they will meet or exceed their WIG. Then this happens. The first reaction of a leader is often to raise the goal. While the intention of this decision is good, to drive the team to higher performance, it can disillusion the team unless the change is handled carefully. The team will lose their sense of accomplishment and disengage from the new higher goal. Then re-engaging the team is more difficult than initially launching the 4DX. Here are the three most likely scenarios on how to deal with them. The goal was set far too low and the team has already or will soon exceed it. In this case, the right thing to do is to congratulate the team for their performance and then take full responsibility for setting the goal incorrectly. If possible, engage the team in setting a new WIG at a level that will challenge them while still being realistic. The goal was set correctly, but the team exceeded the leader's expectation and met it early. In this case, congratulate and reward the team for their outstanding performance and declare the original wig successfully met. Then, set a new wig for the remaining period of time, with a new X to Y. Unless you celebrate their success, team members will conclude that they are running a race where the finish line is always moving out faster than they can run, and they will disengage. So celebrate their success and then involve the team in setting the new stretch goal. Our goal was set correctly, but you benefited from a windfall. Declare the wig achieved and move on to a new wig without delay. Otherwise, your team will falter in adopting 40X. Remember, your goal is not just to achieve the wig, but to build a high-performance team. 40X process tips and traps. Question. How do you know when it's time to change the lead measure? Here's the answer. It's dangerous to change the lead measure too quickly. Most teams begin looking for a new lead measure when they reach a plateau on the scoreboard. If the leader responds too soon, all the momentum of the lead measure will be lost. And the team will start over again when giving the original measure more time might have made the difference. Before abandoning a lead measure, consider these important questions. Is the lead measure moving the lag measure? If so, be careful about changing something that's working. Is the lag measure moving enough? If not, you might consider raising the standard for performance on the lead measure before changing it. Remember, the lever has to move a lot for the rock to move a little. Is the scorekeeping on the lead measure accurate? If not, the team may have a false sense of value of the lead measure. Has the team achieved the lead measure for at least 12 consecutive weeks? This is the minimum time, in our experience, needed for a team to form a habit. If not, they simply don't know yet what consistent performance will bring about. Will the performance of a team remain if we remove the lead measure from the scoreboard? If not, it's likely better to stay focused on the lead measure until it becomes a habit, so long as the lead measure is moving the wig. Remember that the big picture aim of 40X is to establish a new standard of consistency and excellence in some area of the team's operation, then to sustain it long enough to make it a habit. Question. What if the lead measure is moving, but the lag isn't moving? Here's the answer. This is not uncommon, especially as you first begin 40X. Here are three possible explanations. Often, it just takes time. We can't tell you how many times we have seen a delay between the lead and the lag. The team might not be consistently moving the lead measure. With all the energy invested in the new lead measure, people tend, consciously or unconsciously, to game the system a little bit. Be sure that the measurements are accurate and that the people are not just showing you what you want to see. This is one reason we are very leery of tying any kind of compensation to lead measures. The lead measure just isn't predictive. Consider this explanation last, because it's often the first conclusion people jump to. If, in fact, the lead measure is truly not moving the lag, it's time to re-examine your assumptions. You have seen organizations lay to rest beliefs long held but never questioned or tested. We have seen organizations lay to rest beliefs long held but never questioned or tested. Another possibility is that the external conditions have changed so radically that the lead measure no longer applies. Question. How do you know if you have a good lead measure? Here's the answer. First, we want a measure that is predictive, which is to say that it is not only correlated, but casual. Not simply necessary, but sufficient to move the lag measure from X to Y within the time frame. Look at these two contrasting lead measures for a wig to increase sales. A. Sales representative will make X number of visits a week to a client. B. Sales representative will make X number of visits a week to move the targeted client one or more tiers down the sales cycle as defined by our sales performance model. Choice A is correlated to the WIG and necessary for its achievement, but compared to choice B, it isn't specific enough to be a sufficient cause of increased sales. Second, we want the right frequency. Are we willing to act on the lead measure often enough? Is it the right thing to do, but we just need to do more or less of it? Are three client visits a week the right number? Four? The only way to know is by testing the measure. For years, major drug companies fielded huge sales forces because they believed the more often doctors were visited, the more they would prescribe their products. Doctors soon got weary of the flood of visitors. Many banished salespeople from their offices. The frequency of the lead measure was all wrong. Third, we want a lead measure that will motivate high-quality performance. Are we putting our best and finest effort in the lead measure? If I'm a salesperson, am I not just making sales calls, but making excellent sales calls defined by the team? Some drug companies finally asked the frustrated doctors how they could help them most. The doctors replied, "Help us learn the science behind your products." As a result, the majors adopted a new sales model. Many pharmaceutical salespeople are now research scientists with a mission to educate rather than to push products. The lead measure of sales success in that industry has changed radically. If the measure is predictive, done at the right frequency, and done with quality, you have a good lead measure and should see movement in the WIG over time. Question: how should we align compensation to support 4DX? Here's our answer. There is no one answer to this question. If your organizational culture and compensation plan rewards performance against clearly articulated objectives at all levels, then compensation aligned to achieving WIGs would be both appropriate and expected. This plan will further reinforce the importance of 4DX as an operating system for achieving results. If your current compensation plan is not aligned to performance, compensation for achieving WIGs can still be a sound practice. Note, however, that the purpose of a compensation system should not be to get the right behaviors from the wrong people, but to reward the right people in the first place and to keep them there. This is the lesson Jim Collins learned in his research for the book Good to Great. Pay for performance on WIGs works fine as long as you have the right people on the team. Question: can 4DX support our performance management system? Here's the answer. Depends on the system. 4DX will support a system that emphasizes performance to specified goals and measures within established timeframes. Personal development plans can be aligned to achieving WIGs if, for example, a WIG requires people to develop certain new skills. In some cases, our clients have replaced annual performance reviews with WIG sessions, which they feel more immediate and more useful for gauging the performance of team members. Others have repurposed performance reviews to assess an individual's contribution to WIGs. Still others continue to hold traditional performance reviews in addition to the 4DX accountability system. Question: I'm having a lot of trouble determining whether we are making high-quality commitments each week. Can you tell me what defines a good commitment? Here's our answer. A high-quality commitment has three characteristics. Specific. Don't settle for a commitment such as, "I'm going to focus on upselling." Instead, push for more specifics, such as, "I'm going to coach three team members on how to properly upsell our premium wines." Aligned. Ensure that every commitment aligns to the WIG. Don't accept a commitment from the whirlwind. Each week in the WIG session, each team member answers the following question: what could I do personally this week that would have the greatest impact on achieving our WIG? This question should generate a weekly stream of new and better answers to match the changing priorities of the team. Timely. Make sure the commitment can be completed in the coming week. Watch out for multi-week commitments. Be wary of the "I'm making progress" answer. Question. Is there anything we can do to drive higher performance on lead measures before we change it? Here's the answer. Yes. First, you are wise to sense that the performance that drives your initial results won't work at the same level indefinitely. The key here is to make careful adjustments that will continue to drive performance. Consider these ideas for adjusting lead measures. Raise the bar. If the team has a lead measure for 90% performance, challenge them to drive it to 95%. Often a small increase yields a disproportionate result and keeps the team reaching for a higher level. Raise the quality. If a team is meeting its lead measure performance standard, such as 10 upsells per person, then focus on raising the quality of those upsells. Create a best practice script. Have team members role play during the meeting, or recognize those whose quality is outstanding and invite them to coach others. Creating a linkage. If a lead measure has been fully adopted by a team, you can gain additional results by linking it to a closely related additional behavior. In a retail environment, this might mean linking the behavior of greeting every customer within 10 seconds and walk them to the product they want. This slight expansion of the lead measure behavior can yield significant results and is far less disruptive than creating and installing a new lead measure. Question. What should we do when a leader is on vacation? Should we cancel the WIG session or a huddle? Here's our answer. No. Consistency and accountability are the most powerful drivers of performance. When the cadence of the WIG sessions is interrupted, the team's momentum is lost. Even in the leader's absence, the performance of the team must continue. If the leader is absent, 1. Choose an individual to lead the meeting, a supervisor or senior member of the team. Some teams rotate the leadership role from week to week. 2. Prepare them for success in your absence. Take time to communicate the importance of this responsibility and review the WIG session agenda with them. 3. Recap and debrief when you return. Ask for a review of the session with the substitute leader as soon as you return. Take time to thank and congratulate them on handling this important responsibility. Question. Is it a good idea to have more than one coach? Answer. Absolutely. With two coaches or more, they can share the workload of coaching the leaders and get backup or a logical replacement if a coach moves on to different responsibilities. If you bring on a second coach, be sure to retain the primary so that you can ensure that the advice and coaching are consistent. Manufacturing teams. Question. Can 4DX be used to support methodologies such as lean manufacturing and Six Sigma? The answer? Yes. One of the world's largest carpet manufacturers used a customized form of 4DX to run certain green and black belt teams. The 4DX teams cut their project completion time by almost 50%. They found that the project delays were due to a lack of involvement by team members trapped in the whirlwind. The Six Sigma work was being pushed back to the black belts, and the projects were bogged down. When they ran their Six Sigma projects with visible 4DX scoreboards and held a weekly WIG session to eat an elephant one bite at a time, not only was completion time cut nearly in half, but the team members had fun winning the game. 4DX can also ensure adoption of the new process changes that result from a Six Sigma project. In this case, 4DX is used to drive a change in behavior, which it was designed to do. High-tech scientific teams. Question. Can you offer any lessons or watchouts for leading a team of highly technical people who are often skeptical. Through 40X? Yes, we can. Here's the answer. Most technical individuals are hardwired to assess risk, identify gaps, and innovate to get viable solutions. They are under pressure to deliver on schedule within budget, to exceed customers' moving expectations and changing requirements, and to anticipate future needs, all under the threat of being outsourced. They relish challenges, and they build their careers on analyzing problems and creatively solving them. If you try to impose 40X on them as if they don't matter, they will dig their heels in. Unlike most groups, they tend to struggle more and take longer with Discipline 1. The idea of drawing a line in the sand, setting wigs and measures in place, is often very frustrating for them because they can see all the things that can go wrong. We have found that if we take our time here and let them work through it and keep reminding them of the big picture, they will get there. The good news is, once they get through Discipline 1, they excel at Disciplines 2 and 3. It feels like a puzzle to them, and that's their strength. Question: how do we apply 40X to creative or intuitive processes like R&D? The answer: we've seen 40X applied to many such teams, from R&D groups at pharmaceutical companies to squads of journalists. There is always the initial hesitation. What we do can't really be managed with something like lead measures. But we have never found that to be the case. The 40X process tests their creativity, challenging them to figure out what it is about what they do that is both influenceable and predictive. You can never tell creative people what their lead measures ought to be, but you might be surprised what they come up with. Question: what kinds of lead measures yield the best results for these kind of teams? The answer: we have found very powerful lead measures tend to come from the touch points or handoffs with a technical or creative environment. For example, increased interaction and communication earlier in the development process, sharing of knowledge with others, mainstream process checks, key stakeholder decisions to assess changing requirements with development underway. Sales teams. Question: how can 40X help us execute our new sales process? 40X is extremely effective in helping people adopt a new sales process because it allows them to focus on specific high-leverage aspects of the process and really get those embedded before moving on to something else. Sales is such an intuitive process for most professionals that laying a process over it never feels comfortable. The first time it doesn't work out well, they often abandon the process and go back to what they think works for them. The problem is they are usually trying to eat the whole elephant at once. 40X not only provides a vehicle for coaching and accountability, but also helps a salesperson to get good at the process one bite at a time. Question: how do you get sales teams to commit to a weekly meeting? Here's the answer. Unless the sales team is held consistently accountable, middle performers will not dial up their game. Salespeople especially need the structure 40X provides. The process gets sales teams sharing insights into what works, which is essential in a profession in which everyone believes that they are already doing all the right things. Question: don't most sales teams already have some form of lead measures? Here's the answer. In our experience, while most sales teams measure aspects of their sales pipeline, existing sales measures don't work as viable lead measures because they are not directly influenceable by the team. Sales managers are often focused on measures that will give them better forecasting or predictability, but these are not usually in the control of the sales force. A predictive but non-influenceable measure does not give a sales team the leverage they need. Of all people, sales managers are the most intensely focused on lag measures, quarterly volumes, weekly bookings, and yearly revenues. Too often, their idea of management is to call team members on the phone and demand the numbers. Therefore, of all people, they are the most in need of effective lead measures. Once equipped with them, sales managers can truly make a difference. They can coach, train, and mentor people on behaviors that drive results. Government and military teams. Question. Does 4DX add value in a military culture that is already based on a high degree of discipline and execution? Here's the answer. The military has already written the book on the art of execution, in combat, that is. They know how to win battles and stay radically focused despite the fog of war, the whirlwind. But the garrison military that is out of combat is swamped by bureaucratic rules, resource constraints, and family demands. They are driven to serve dozens of merely urgent tasks while disregarding truly important goals, such as team readiness or personal development. Our many military clients often say it's ironic that a unit in combat can produce miracles, but the same team in peacetime becomes disengaged. 4DX is an effective system for re-engaging the military. These are people who want to serve. They are mission-oriented. The concept of wildly important goals energizes them, and accountability is second nature to them. Question. How do you set WIGs in government organizations with many outside stakeholders pulling it in many different directions? Answer. Government operations don't always seem designed to maximize results. At every turn, there is a tendency to be risk-averse. One of our clients recently remarked, "Our government is designed to make change very hard and rewards behavior you might call good enough for government. Often, the various checks and balances that are in place make setting WIGs seem almost impossible. Impassioned leaders may have visionary strategic plans and announce them in town halls, but sustained behavior change is incredibly difficult when employees return to their day jobs and face the whirlwind. Leaders in public service must spend much more time promoting the WIG with all stakeholders, especially the employees. Involvement in defining the WIG helps engage their minds and hearts once adopted. Once the employees are engaged and given the opportunity to sharpen and validate the leader's intent, then the WIGs need to be shared with the customers who receive the services. It's much more work, and there is risk in being so bold, but it's a formula that produces dramatic results, as we have seen in the story of B.J. Walker and the state of Georgia. Question. How can implementing 4DX increase employee engagement? Answer. 4DX is a system not only for reaching big goals, but also for increasing employee engagement and satisfaction. Usually, employee engagement is gauged through surveys about the workplace, the leadership, and the culture. Let's see how 4DX principles affect these typical measures of employee engagement. In the survey category measurable goals, a survey question might be, I know what is expected of me at work. The 4DX principle, wildly important goals, and lead measures create clear expectations of measurable results. In the same category, measurable goals, another survey question, I understand how my efforts contribute to our overall success. The 4DX principle, weekly commitments, clearly connect individual efforts to organizational goals. In the survey category, mentoring and coaching, survey questions like, the organization encourages my personal and career development, or I receive timely and constructive feedback. The 4DX principle, WIG session accountability provides regular and frequent feedback on performance. The survey category, communication. Survey question, leadership communicates and explains key decisions. 4DX principle, in the selection and communication of WIGs, leaders discuss and clarify what's most important to the organization. In the survey category, communication again, another survey question, the organization values my opinion, the 40X principle that helps that survey question. Through team involvement in setting WIGs and weekly cadence of accountability, every team member's voice is repeatedly heard. In the survey category, communication, again, a survey question, I know what's happening in the organization because leadership keeps me informed. The principle, the 40X principle, is conducting WIG sessions and summit meetings, communicates and celebrates team performance. In the survey category, positive work environment, the survey question, I enjoy coming to work, is impacted by the 4D principle, belonging to a team with a winning mindset and a culture of accountability raises morale and enjoyment of the work. In that same category, positive work environment, the survey question, I regularly receive recognition or praise for my contributions, connects with the 4D principle. WIG sessions and reports provide many opportunities for high recognition of individual and team performance. In the category positive work environment, the final survey question, I am treated fairly at work. The 4D principle that connects with that, every individual is able to see that everyone is held accountable in an equal and fair way for fulfilling the commitments they make. In the survey category, individual and team accountability, the survey question, individuals on my team are held accountable for results, the 40X principle that connects to that, is weekly commitments accounted for in WIG sessions apply to everyone. In the same survey category, individual and team accountability, the second question, leadership follows through on their promises, the 40X principle, leaders go first in a WIG session and candidly report on their own follow-through on commitments. Leaders are as accountable as anyone else. In the survey category, opportunity and advancement, two survey questions might read, I have the resources I need to do my best work. Or, because the team is aligned around the WIG and pursuing lead measures with shared accountability, team cooperation and synergy are maximized. The 40X principle, in weekly WIG sessions, team members can ask leaders and peers to clear the path of an obstacle or problem, ensuring that each individual is able to succeed. And finally, let's look at the survey category, trust. The survey question, I trust the leaders in our organization, the 40X principle that helps that question, shared accountability, shared commitments, and open communications create a climate of trust.
Bringing it home. Change is hard. If you've ever tried to lose weight, improve your marriage, stop smoking or drinking, start a new relationship, develop a hobby, or finish that degree you've been working on for 8 years, you know what we mean. In this chapter, we want to briefly show how these principles of team execution can also be used to help people change their lives and accomplish some important personal or family goal. It happens all the time. People approach us after a 40X work session, look around to make sure that nobody is listening, and whisper, "Do you think 40X would work in my personal life?" Our answer? Absolutely. Although we didn't set out to find a better way to accomplish personal goals, we discovered that 40X is a profound methodology for achieving any goal of any kind, whether at work or at home. Not surprisingly, the principles of focus, leverage, engagement, and accountability, which undergird each of the disciplines, seem to work at any level, be it organizational, team, or personal. Take the case of Jeffrey Downs, a colleague of ours. After helping numerous organizations apply 40X, Jeffrey couldn't resist sharing the insights he was learning with his wife, Jamie. On her own accord, Jamie decided to apply them to a very personal matter. Here's her story. "When my husband Jeff showed me the four disciplines of execution, I knew I could use those principles in my personal life. I had already had a complex life, but now that I was pregnant with our seventh child, I knew I had my work cut out for me. In order to keep pace and stay in shape, I had to do something different. D Deciding on my wildly important goal took a lot of thought and energy, even though it now seems so simple. I decided that my wig would be, don't gain more than 36 pounds by October 9th. Naturally, I knew that the two ways to reach my goal were through eating and exercising. Our family had a healthy diet, and so I wasn't real concerned about the food. Instead, I focused on the exercise part, and I chose just one lead measure. Walk 10,000 steps per day. Sure, there were many other things I could have focused on. However, with the whirlwind of 6 children and a husband who was on the road 3 days a week, this was the lead measure that I thought was challenging but doable to get to my wig. What transpired over the next 9 months was truly remarkable. I no longer focused on my weight. I simply focused on walking by parking far away in the grocery store parking lot, walking instead of driving to my children's school, or getting up early to walk with my friends or with my husband. Whenever I had an opportunity to walk, I walked. Figuring out a simple scoreboard was more challenging than I thought. At first, I started by trying to graph my progress. That didn't work. So I tried a computer spreadsheet, but it was too hard to consistently find computer time. What finally distilled out of all of these attempts was a scoreboard that I hung on my bathroom mirror that had 4 columns. The day, the number of steps I needed to take that day, the actual steps I had taken that day, and the overall total steps. In a simple glance, I could tell where I was, where I needed to be, and whether I was winning or losing. The key to my scoreboard was not where I was, but rather where I should be. This set the scoreboard apart from any other scoreboard I had ever kept. In the past, I just kept track of where I was. Now I was keeping track of where I was compared to where I should be, and that made it a game. The whole family got into the game. My children would ask me if I had done my 10,000 steps that day. My oldest daughter would walk with me when she knew I was tired. My husband was my accountability partner, and he and I would go over the scoreboard, and I would make commitments on what I was going to do the next week to keep walking. Something amazing happened during all of this that was completely unexpected. When I learned that I was pregnant with our 7th child, one of my concerns was that my time with my other children would suffer. I thought and I prayed a lot about this, and didn't know how this concern would be answered. But by focusing on the simple task of walking, an activity that everyone was aware of and everyone could participate in, my relationships with my children and my husband were actually strengthened. From toddler to teenager, everyone could walk with me, and as a result, I grew closer to each. For example, I did a lot of walking and talking with my oldest daughter. We talked through difficulties she was having with her friends, what college she wanted to attend, and how her boyfriend was treating her. With my other children, I learned about their joys and struggles, what they thought about having a large family, and how they felt about a new baby. With my youngest, I established a strong bond, which I cherish to this very day. When talking with my husband about the 4 disciplines, he would often refer to the ancillary benefits of following them, but I never realized how significant that would be in my life. In the end, I did achieve my wildly important goal, gaining fewer than 36 pounds. In the process, I took 1,751,250 steps. More important, I strengthened family relationships, and on October 4th, I delivered a healthy baby boy. As you listen to this remarkable story, we hope you were able to spot some of the same insights we noticed. First, Jamie was smart to narrow her focus to only one lead measure. To achieve her wig of not gaining more than 36 pounds, she knew she needed to focus on diet and exercise. But because she already ate a healthy diet, watching what she ate wasn't necessary. So why track it? It would only add complexity. Instead, she chose to focus on the single new and different behavior she thought would make all the difference, walking 10,000 steps per day. There's a good lesson here. In some cases, the best thing is to focus on the single thing, the single lead measure, you need to do differently that will make all the difference, instead of the many. Next, the key ingredient on her scoreboard was the where I should be column. If you don't know where you should be at any given moment, it is hard to tell if you are winning or losing. Always knowing where you are in relation to where you should be is one of the key aspects of a compelling scoreboard. As Jamie also learned, finding the right scoreboard, a scoreboard that is motivating and simple and easily updatable, is not easy. In our experience, this is where most people get stuck. They come up with a good wig, define a lead measure or two, and then they never pay the price to put up the scoreboard. Then the whole thing falls apart. Don't let that happen to you. Finally, there is power in public accountability. Jamie's husband was her official accountability partner, but her kids were every bit as involved. Whenever you set a personal goal, your chances for success go way up as soon as you involve others in your goal and have them hold you accountable. One of our clients tells the touching story of his 5-year-old son, Clay, who just couldn't overcome a bedwetting problem. The family had tried a lot of things, but the problem persisted. He would wake up in the night and not make it to the bathroom, his dad said. After going through 4DX training, I had a light bulb go off. That evening at the dinner table, Clay and I started to talk about how we were going to help him make it through the night without wetting his bed. We would make a calendar for every day of the week and go for a month at a time. We put the calendar on the refrigerator so that his mother and his brothers could see the results. Every morning after that, Clay would come down for breakfast and he would report whether he was wet or dry. We had a green crayon and a red crayon. Clay would draw a green smiley face or a red frowny face depending on how he had fared the previous night. Of course, the first morning he drew a green face, the whole family made a big deal of it and gave him high fives and so on. After a full week of greens, we made it really special by going for ice cream. Within 30 days, Clay was sleeping through the night and was dry. It seems so simple, but the fact that Clay posted a scoreboard and would report to the family every morning in the cadence of accountability made it so important to him that he took it very seriously. One of our clients, who wanted to lose 80 pounds over a 6-month period before his son's high school graduation, made the following scoreboard. He had 3 lead measures. First, walk 5 miles per day. Second, no eating after 8 in the evening. And third, limit intake to 2,500 calories per day. He achieved his goal and then set another wig to drop 15 more pounds before his beloved hockey season so he could get out and play with his kids. Of course, 4DX is about more than just turning around a tough situation. It's also about achieving your highest goals and aspirations. One of our colleagues sets 3 wigs for himself at the beginning of each year. One professional goal, one family goal, and one personal goal. He carefully identifies his lead measures, tracks his scoreboard, and spends 30 minutes each week evaluating progress on his prior commitments and setting new commitments for the coming week. Through this practice, he is able to stay balanced and accomplish a great deal. We know of people who have used 4DX to achieve all kinds of life goals, like running a marathon, finishing a degree, learning a new sport, or even blending 2 families. Some of the wigs we've heard about are profoundly personal. Another colleague has several young grandchildren. He has a deeply felt personal wig that they should all know that he loves them, that they can turn to him for anything. Of course, the lag measure is kind of hard to pin down. When asked, he laughs, "I can tell if I'm winning when they run up to me and hug me instead of running away from me." His lead measure is very clear, however. "I have a strict personal policy of spending time with each one of them every week," he says. On weekends, he might be at the dinosaur museum, the playground, or the soccer field watching them play. Every year he takes them to buy pumpkins for Halloween and to the amusement park and the Renaissance Fair in the summer. And he never misses the birthday parties. Sometimes he just shows up in the evening to read a bedtime story or two. His strategic bet is that careful attention to this lead measure will reap dividends forever. "The lag measure already moves. You should see it move," he says. "Whenever they see me, they scream and giggle and throw themselves at me. Do you think anything in this world is more wildly important to me than that?" Another friend of ours, married with children, relates how he worked on a personal wig of improving the culture of his family over an entire year, but felt that he had made little progress. He had several lead measures, but none of them seemed to be working. In a moment of clarity, he recognized that the single best way he could improve the feeling in his home, the culture, was to love their mother. In other words, he needed to do a better job of showing his kids how much he adored his wife, their mother, through kindness, gentleness, and small acts of service. So the single measure became his focus, and as he relates, it immediately made all the difference. He said, "Seeing the love we had for each other as mom and dad seemed to cascade good feelings upon the kids and upon home in general and resolve a multitude of other everyday challenges our family was facing." So many of the wildly important things in our lives never get the attention we should give them. Caring for our health, helping our children, getting more education, strengthening our marriage. These things tend to take second place to the whirlwind of urgencies that require our attention right now. According to Dr. Ray Levy, founder of the Global Medical Forum, 80% of our healthcare budget is consumed by five behavioral issues: smoking, drinking, overeating, stress, and not enough exercise. The cause of most disease, he says, is very well known, and by large behavioral. Just changing these five behaviors would eliminate our healthcare crisis. Even after life-threatening heart attacks and strokes, people generally don't change their behavior. As Dr. Levy said, it's been studied over and over and over again, and so we're missing some link in there. Even though they know they have a very bad disease, and they know they should change their lifestyle, for whatever reason, they can't. Could it be that the missing link is an operating system for changing human behavior? A system like 4DX? Do we think 4DX can apply to your personal life? Our answer is a resounding yes. In fact, we think the principles in this book can help you achieve any great purpose you have in mind.
So, now what? Now that you've finished listening to the four disciplines of execution, your mind might be spinning. In fact, if you're like most people, so much about the 4DX operating system is not in your DNA. To most people, it's counterintuitive to manage things this way. To some people, it seems too simple, and to others, far too complex. At the same time, we believe you'll benefit dramatically from experimenting with 4DX. In fact, we believe that once you understand the four disciplines of execution, you will never lead in the same way again. Years of trial and error have convinced us that the art of execution comes down to the handful of principles and practices we've described in this book. Actually, we hope your mind is spinning, spinning with possibilities. So the question is, now what? We invite you to try a few simple thought experiments. They won't take long. Discipline 1, focus on the wildly important. If you haven't already done so, try drafting a wildly important goal and a lag measure for your team. Ask yourself these questions. If we achieved this WIG, what would it mean to my team? What would it mean to my organization? Or even, what would it mean to me? Discipline 2, act on the lead measures. Try drafting some lead measures that would drive your WIG to accomplishment. Ask yourself, how would this new set of behaviors change the way we operate? Discipline 3, keep a compelling scoreboard. Now, sketch out a scoreboard that's complete with your WIG, your lag measure, and your lead measures. And then ask yourself, what difference would it make if we focused our best efforts on moving the numbers on this scoreboard? In fact, what impact would this scoreboard have on the team? Discipline 4, create a cadence of accountability. Now, visualize your team holding a WIG session every single week around this scoreboard. And ask yourself, how would having regular, frequent WIG sessions and making and keeping commitments change the way we operate? Would it raise our focus and our engagement? And finally, envision the day you report the achievement of your wildly important goal to your leader. What would that day be like for your team? And what would it mean to you? Now, imagine that that day never comes. Imagine you forget everything you've just heard in this book. Consider spending the future in the midst of a relentless whirlwind, where everything is always urgent and the really important priorities are postponed forever. The great management scientist Peter Drucker observed, "I've seen a great many people who are magnificent at getting the unimportant things done. They have an impressive record of achievement on trivial matters." But you don't want to be magnificently trivial. You want to make a real difference. You want to create a high-value, high-impact contribution, and so do the people on your team. The four disciplines of execution can take you there. If we at Franklin Covey can help you move forward in any way, we're ready. But remember, the achievement of your wildly important goal is not the only objective here. 4DX gives you the knowledge and the skills to do something far more important in the long run. It gives you the ability to reignite the passion of your team, to bring focus and discipline to their efforts, and ultimately, to help them see that they are winners. In your career, you will never leave a greater legacy than this. Instilling this sense of winning in the people with whom you work will not only drive a new level of performance, but it will help you create the next generation of leaders in your organization. And in the end, that's a legacy that cannot be measured. This is the end of the audio program. On behalf of Chris McChesney, Sean Covey, and myself, Jim Hewlin, we want to wish you the best of luck at implementing the four disciplines of execution and great success on your journey toward extraordinary results. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.